Jonathan Adelman is Associate Professor of the Corbell School of International Studies at the University of Denver. He tells VOA's Victor Beatty neither Hamas nor Israel are looking for a wider conflict.
Hamas's major issue is that they've lost most of the international support that they used to have. They, for example, used to have their Politburo in Damascus, and they came out against Bashar Assad several years ago, and they got expelled from Damascus, so they lost the Syrian support. Then they were very tight with Mohamed Morsi when he was the president of Egypt, and he was, of course, Muslim Brotherhood. When he was overthrown by the Egyptian military in July last year, they not only lost the support of Egypt, but the Egyptian military has made very clear that they want to suppress Hamas, and they flooded their tunnels. They've been going after people associated with it. And then Hamas used to be in good relationship with Iran, but then because they're Sunnis and the Iranians are Shiites, they lost that, and now they're back a little bit, but that's hurting them in the Sunni part of the world. On the other side, Israelis have a much bigger fish to fry than Hamas. Hamas isn't going to destroy them. Hamas is a nuisance. It's a pain in the neck for them, but that's it. Their main issue is Iran and the July 20th talks and whether or not Iran gets nuclear weapons. And then after that, their next big issue is Hezbollah with 60,000 rockets in Lebanon, and they're concerned about ISIS in Iraq, which now has been approaching their border in Syria. So neither side really wants this to go much further. They've got both sides have much bigger fish to fry.
Is escalation more than just a possibility?
I think what we haven't had is the next stage, which would go back, of course, to what happened in 2008, which was a major Israeli ground intervention into Gaza.
So our eyes should not be focused necessarily on the Israel-Palestinian dispute, but really on Israel's reaction to what happens with Iran.
That's the number one issue. And not just Israel. The other country that's very concerned, as you know, is Saudi Arabia, because they don't have Israeli military capabilities. They're extremely vulnerable, as we saw in the first Persian Gulf War. You remember when Saddam Hussein's army moved into Kuwait right next door to Saudi Arabia. The Saudis put out the clarion call, and the Americans came with 562,000 soldiers and, of course, drove Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait and then, of course, back in 2003, totally out of power. They don't believe that's going to happen anymore. So they're very concerned. They've even been having quasi-public negotiations with, of all people, the Israelis. I mean, things are going on in the Middle East that you couldn't have believed could happen 10 or 15 years ago.
Professor Jonathan Adelman of the Corbell School of International Studies at the University of Denver speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty.